Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thank you for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I would love for us to talk about this mystical thing called a balanced life. I hear it all the time. My life is just out of balance. I seem to struggle with, I give too much to work, or I give too much to my hobby, or I give too much to this or to that, and I want my life to be balanced. Well, you know, like all things, the scriptures are not silent on these things. The scriptures are pretty doggone plain. And one of the places we read about balance is in Mark's gospel, chapter 3, beginning in verse 20. It says, when Jesus returned to the house where he was staying, the crowds began to gather again, and soon he and his disciples couldn't even find time to eat. Later in the passage, down around verse 35, it says, then Jesus said, anyone who does God's will is my brother and sister and mother. Well, the famed old football coach Vince Lombardi, the legendary coach of the Green Bay Packers and the person who the Super Bowl trophy is named after, once said to his players that your priorities better be in line, boys. It should be God, family, and the Green Bay Packers. Well, my high school ball coach must have been a fan of Vince Lombardi because he gave us the same idea. God first, family second, and your teammates third. Well, those priorities, they're often recounted and also considered with great approval. And, you know, it is refreshing to hear a football coach talk about putting God first, right? I mean, oftentimes we see too many professional athletes that show little regard for family, much less their creator. And frankly, a lot of us struggle to balance all of our demands of work or family or worship or all the other things in our life. But there is a problem, I think, with Coach Lombardi's list. You say, well, what would have happened if one of the Green Bay Packers had said to the coach, sorry, coach, but I'm not able to play in the Super Bowl on Sunday. I need to make my family and church a higher priority. I think it could have gotten a little dicey, don't you? Maybe the desire itself is misplaced. How balanced was the life of Jesus and his disciples? We're told that the crowds that demanded his attention were massive and that the needs were overwhelming, but he and his disciples couldn't even find time to eat. But Jesus and his disciples knew the pressures of life. In the case of the Lord Jesus, it was not the pressure to make more money or pressure to climb to the top of the corporate ladder by sacrificing family or worship or the Lord or our children in any way. The disciples and the Lord knew that the pressure of being aware of all the needs of a crying world were right in front of them. They were tangible. That kind of pressure can push people away from their equilibrium of a neatly balanced life, right? I mean, Jesus' own family didn't approve of his lifestyle. In fact, the scriptures say they tried to make him come home with them. He's out of his mind, they said. The religious leaders went further and attributed his lifestyle to Satan. I mean, this raises a whole nother point. Not only were Jesus and his disciples driven by the world's need, they were also recognized they were in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and women. Fighting this spiritual battle required more than balance. It took every single thing they had. Maybe our desire for a balanced life is not as balanced as it appears. A little divine imbalance might not be so bad. You know, my friend, when we look to get balance in our life, maybe we ought to look past the needs of our work or the needs of our hobby, or look beyond what everyone else asks of us. And maybe what we ought to do is consider, where am I at in my walk with the Lord? Today, truly try to take that walk and put it in that number one slot and see how the rest of life falls into place. God bless you. Thanks for joining me on today's Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.